Hey everyone, welcome back to the AI Hardware Show. I'm your host, Skylar Monroe, and if you're into chips, silicon, and the hardware that's making AI actually work, you're in the right place. Big thanks to our sponsors today, Limitless AI, helping businesses integrate AI into their workflows, and Ago Consulting, that's Ago, your go-to, for silicon development consulting. Today, we've got a packed episode. China's TPU strategy is shaking up inference economics. TSMC is giving investors a lot to smile about, and AMD's got a new card that keeps showing up everywhere. Let's get into it. All right, kicking things off with a story out of Digitimes that honestly deserves more attention than it's getting. The headline is about China's TPU path gaining traction, specifically around low-cost AI inference, and how it's starting to challenge the economics of traditional GPU-based setups. Now, before we unpack that, let me just set the stage a little bit. So when we talk about inference, we're talking about the deployment side of AI, not training the model, but actually running it, answering your question, generating that image, processing that request. That's inference. And inference is increasingly where the money is, because every query, every API call, every chatbot response, that's an inference workload, and it has to be fast, cheap, and scalable. Now, GPUs, primarily NVIDIA's, have dominated this space. They're incredibly flexible, they're powerful, and there's a huge software ecosystem built around them. But flexible comes at a cost. Literally, these things are expensive. H100s, B200s, we're talking tens of thousands of dollars per card. And running inference doesn't always need all that raw flexibility. That's where TPUs and custom ASICs come in. A TPU tensor processing unit is a purpose-built chip. It does one thing really well, tensor math, which is basically the core computation in neural networks. Google's been running TPUs for years for exactly this reason. Less flexibility, but way more efficiency for specific workloads. So China's been investing heavily in this direction, especially given export controls that have made it increasingly difficult to get high-end NVIDIA hardware. And what Digitimes is reporting is that this forced pivot is actually yielding results. Chinese firms are building out TPU-based inference clusters that can do the job at significantly lower cost. Think of it like this: a GPU is a Swiss Army knife. It can do almost anything. A TPU is a really, really sharp chef's knife. For the specific task of slicing through neural network computations, it wins on efficiency every time. And when you're running millions of inference requests per day, efficiency is everything. The economics start to flip when you're at scale. If a TPU-based solution can deliver inference at, say, a third of the cost per query, you don't need to match GPU performance across the board. You just need to be good enough at inference and cheap enough to make the unit economics work. Now, the implications for the broader industry are significant. If China develops a viable, low-cost inference stack built on domestic TPUs, that reduces their dependency on NVIDIA hardware for production workloads. Training still likely needs that high-end GPU horsepower, at least for now. But inference? That's a massive addressable market that could shift. For NVIDIA, this is a signal worth watching. Their dominance in inference has been a huge part of the bull case for the stock. If domestic Chinese alternatives start eating into that, even just within China, that's a real competitive dynamic. And it could inspire other regions and companies to look more seriously at custom inference silicon too. Bottom line here, the GPU isn't going anywhere, but the inference layer of the AI stack is increasingly a battleground for custom silicon. And China's acceleration in this space, born partly out of necessity, is starting to look like a genuine strategic advantage. Okay, let's pivot to some TSMC news, and there are actually two TSMC-related stories I want to hit together because they're telling the same big story. One from MarketBeat, one from Yahoo Finance. The gist: TSMC is raising its capital expenditure forecast and its revenue forecast, and it's all tied to booming AI chip demand. For those who might be newer to the show, TSMC stands for Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, and they are the foundry, the place where most of the world's advanced chips actually get made. NVIDIA designs its GPUs, but TSMC fabricates them. Same goes for Apple, AMD, Qualcomm, and a long list of others. If you're making a cutting-edge chip, there's a very good chance TSMC is involved. So when TSMC raises its CapEx and revenue forecasts, that's not just a company doing well, that's a leading indicator for the entire AI hardware ecosystem. It means the demand signal from chip designers is strong enough that TSMC is betting billions of dollars on continued growth. MarketBeat framed it as another reason for AI chip bulls to stay confident. And honestly, that framing makes sense, because TSMC sits at the very beginning of the supply chain. Their orders reflect real commitments from real customers. This isn't hype, it's bookings. Let me give you a sense of the scale we're talking about. TSMC's capital expenditure, meaning what they're spending on new equipment, new fab capacity, new technology, is in the range of tens of billions of dollars annually. When they raise that forecast, they're essentially saying, we need more capacity because our customers are ordering more than we expected. And the driver they keep pointing to is AI. Advanced packaging, 3-nanometer and 2-nanometer process nodes. CoWoS packaging for high-bandwidth memory integration, all of it is being pulled by AI chip demand. NVIDIA, AMD, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, everyone is racing to get wafer starts and packaging capacity locked in. CoWoS, by the way, is TSMC's advanced packaging technology that lets you stack HBM memory right next to a compute die. It's a crucial part of why chips like the H100 can feed data to the GPU fast enough to keep it busy, and TSMC has been running flat out trying to keep up with demand for it. The Yahoo Finance piece specifically highlighted that TSMC's revenue forecast revision is significant because it suggests the AI chip build-out isn't slowing. If anything, the pace is accelerating into the back half of the year and into next year. Now, there are always geopolitical factors to keep in mind with TSMC Taiwan's position. The ongoing efforts to diversify manufacturing through TSMC's fabs in Arizona and Japan, all of that is part of the longer-term picture. But in the near term, the message from TSMC is clear. The AI chip party is still going strong, and they're building more dance floors. For investors, engineers, and hardware enthusiasts alike, this is just a fundamental confirmation that the infrastructure build-out for AI is real, it's massive, and it has TSMC's very substantial stamp of confidence on it. Hard to overstate how significant that is as a market signal. All right, story three, and this one's a fun one because it involves a maybe unexpected name. Together, AI is tapping Rumble? Yes, that Rumble, the video platform for NVIDIA Blackwell GPU capacity. This comes from Data Center Dynamics, and it's a really interesting look at how AI compute capacity is being sourced these days. So let's break this down. Together, AI is a company focused on open source AI model training and inference. They run a cloud platform where developers and researchers can access compute to work with large language models. To do that, they need serious GPU horsepower. Rumble, the video streaming platform, has been building out significant data center infrastructure, including, apparently, a fleet of NVIDIA Blackwell GPUs. And now, together, AI is essentially renting capacity from Rumble's infrastructure to serve their customers. It's a B2B compute deal brokered through Rumble's data center assets. Now, Blackwell, for context, is NVIDIA's current flagship architecture. We're talking GB200s, B100s, B200s. These are the most advanced AI accelerators on the planet right now, the kind of hardware that every hyperscaler and AI startup is desperately trying to get their hands on. What makes this story interesting isn't just the deal itself, it's what it signals about the compute market. Capacity is so constrained, and demand is so high, that AI companies are looking beyond the traditional cloud providers, beyond AWS, Azure, Google Cloud, to find available Blackwell GPUs wherever they can. Rumble becoming a compute provider is a bit of a curveball, but it actually makes a certain kind of sense. They've been investing in infrastructure, they've been positioning themselves as an alternative platform, and data center assets are data center assets. If you've got the rack space, the power, the cooling, and the hardware, you can sell compute. This is part of a broader trend I've been watching, which is the emergence of what you might call alternative cloud providers, companies that aren't AWS or Azure but are offering GPU capacity from various sources. CoreWeave is a big one, Lambda Labs, and now apparently Rumble is entering that conversation, at least as a capacity partner. For NVIDIA, this is actually great news. It means Blackwell GPUs are being deployed and monetized across a wider range of operators, not just the hyperscalers. Every available GPU finding a workload is another data point that demand is real and broad-based. For Together AI, it's a smart move. You need capacity, you find capacity. The brand of the provider matters less than the specs of the hardware and the reliability of the infrastructure. Blackwell GPUs in a Rumble data center are still Blackwell GPUs. And honestly, for the industry at large, this is a sign of a maturing market. When compute becomes a commodity that can be sourced from multiple providers, including non-traditional ones, that's actually healthy. It creates optionality, it can drive prices down, and it makes the AI infrastructure ecosystem more resilient overall. I'll be keeping an eye on how this relationship develops. Whether Rumble leans further into the compute as a service model, or whether this stays a one-off deal. Either way, it's a fascinating data point about where we are in the AI infrastructure build-out. Okay, let's talk AMD, because the folks over at Serve the Home have spotted something interesting. The AMD Instinct MI355P has been showing up everywhere. And when Serve the Home says a GPU has been all over, that's actually meaningful. These are people who spend serious time in server rooms and at data center trade shows, and they notice patterns. So what is the MI3 Fifi? It's an AMD Instinct accelerator that's AMD's line of data center AI chips, competing directly with NVIDIA's H100 and Blackwell lineup. The MI3 Fifi specifically is a PCIe card form factor with 144 GB of HBM3E memory, and that's a spec worth pausing on. 144 GB of HBM3E on a single card is a significant amount of memory. HBM3E, High Bandwidth Memory 3E, is the latest generation of stacked memory technology that delivers enormous memory bandwidths. For AI workloads, memory bandwidth is often the bottleneck. The faster you can feed data to the compute cores, the better your utilization and performance. The PCIe form factor is notable here too. A lot of the highest-end accelerators use proprietary interconnects, NVIDIA's NVLink, for example, and require custom server chassis. A PCIe card can slot into more standard server configurations, which makes it more accessible and easier to deploy in a broader range of environments. Think of it like the difference between a custom racing car that needs a specialized pit crew versus a high-performance car that runs on standard fuel and fits in a normal garage. The PCIe form factor lowers the barrier to deployment significantly. Now, the fact that Serve the Home is seeing the MI350P everywhere, at shows, in labs, in system builder demos, suggests that AMD is actively pushing this into the market and that system vendors are taking it seriously. This isn't a paper launch, it's showing up in real configurations. AMD's Instinct line has had a complicated history. The MI300X was genuinely impressive on paper and got some real traction. Meta deployed a bunch of them, and several cloud providers picked them up. But AMD has consistently struggled to match NVIDIA's software ecosystem, particularly CUDA, which remains a massive moat. ROCm, AMD's software framework for GPU compute, has been improving steadily, but steadily improving versus CUDA has decades of optimization and adoption is still a tough hill to climb. That said, for customers who are price sensitive or who want to diversify away from NVIDIA dependency, AMD is a very real option. The 144GB HBM3E configuration is particularly interesting for inference of large models. Bigger models need more memory to fit their parameters. If you can fit a larger model on a single card or a smaller number of cards, that reduces complexity and cost. It's a competitive differentiator. I think the broader story here is that AMD is determined to be a serious player in AI accelerators, and the MI350P seems like a product that system builders are genuinely interested in. Whether that translates to real revenue growth for AMD in this segment remains to be seen, but the visibility of this card is a good sign.
Watch this space. All right, that's a wrap on today's episode.
What a lineup. China's TPU challenge to GPU economics, TSMC raising forecasts and signaling more AI infrastructure ahead. Together, AI hunting for Blackwell capacity in surprising places, and AMD's MI350P making a visible push into the market. Lots of moving pieces in this ecosystem right now, and honestly, I love it. This has been the AI Hardware Show, brought to you by Limitless AI and Ago Consulting. Ago, check them out if you're looking for AI workflow integration or silicon development expertise. If you got something out of today's episode, please subscribe and share it with someone who geeks out on hardware. And all the source links and additional details are in the link in show notes. I'm Skylar Monroe. Keep watching the silicon, and I'll catch you next time.